it's a old dog, kind of a, it's just about like a, well, you know what color syrup is. It's kind of a dark, kind of a red, reddish, kind of a reddish cast to it. Now, they used to have, I don't know how, they used to have what they call black molasses. And I don't know what those black molasses are. I don't know what, how come black, but they'd call it black molasses. And they made a lot of sorghum syrup, too, you know. We made syrup out of sorghum, too. And it wasn't as good, though, to my notion, as sugarcane syrup, because a lot of people like sorghum syrup. But it's just made out of sorghum that you grow just like sugarcane, only you didn't have to, it wasn't as much trouble to make that sorghum syrup. It didn't, wasn't as much stripping to do and so on. Didn't have as many leaves on it.
Is there any difference in like how sweet it is in molasses?
Well, I think the molasses syrup, I think the sugarcane syrup is the sweetest syrup that we have, to my notion, sweetest syrup that we ever had.
So you didn't have
of course, they finally got to where, you know, in the place of using a team to get that juice out of there, they had machinery, you know, had gas engines that they'd grind that would run that rollers with, you know. But they always had to mash that juice out of that with them rollers, I think. I never did know of them getting that juice out any other way, only with those rollers. Now, that's the only way I ever seen.
Well, when you made molasses or something, if you wanted to put it in a bottle, how did you pour it from the bottle? Did you have something?
How you put it in the bottle?
Through that, spilling it all over everything.
Well, they had funnels.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they had a faucet in the vat that would come on out on the outside of the vat into a syrup tub, you know, a tub that they'd draw the cooked product in. And then they'd dip it out of there and have a funnel and dip it out of there and put it in the containers. Back those days, they used syrup buckets and jugs. Jugs a whole lot, and they seal those jugs. You know, they used to put it in jugs and seal the jug, and then they'd put it in these syrup buckets, and they had seal tops on them, those syrup buckets did. And they'd just draw it out of the vat and pour it in that place and seal it up, and then it was ready to market or eat, whatever you want to do with it, ready to stack back and save for winter or go to eating right then or sell. We used to sell lots of syrup.
How did you sell it? Did you sell it to the store?
Store and individuals. Individuals would come and buy it right at the mill a lot of time. My daddy used to make syrup and sell it. And he'd carry it to town and sell it by the wagon load, or truck load, whatever he carried it in. So much a gallon. Those syrup buckets had taken... A syrup bucket didn't hold a gallon. They'd taken 11 syrup buckets, I believe, to hold 10 gallons. And so when you said it, you wouldn't say gallon, you'd say bucket. Because it'd be misleading if you said gallon, because it's not a gallon.
Well, those buckets, wood or tin or what?
Oh, tin. 10 buckets.
Well, did they display them some way in the store or how?
What, the syrup? Just sit in there like the other stuff, just like they have the vegetables and like they have the canned stuff in there. Just have a place in there to set to serve. You can go.
Doesn't have a special stand or something?
Well. Not special, no. Well, they have places right up there in town now. They got the syrup in, you know. Of course, sometimes I don't know whether they've got any of this here regular homemade syrup in there or not. I mean, it may be all just that manufactured syrup, you know. But a lot of times they have this home syrup and advertise that they have you know, homegrown.
Well, is there a difference in the kind you make at home and the kind?
It's a difference in taste. It tastes different. It just tastes a whole lot different to what the most. You can't find any. You can't find any what we call bought syrup that tastes like this regular old homemade syrup hardly. I don't know why. It's just, of course, they have so many different flavored syrups anyway, you know. But nearly everybody likes this homegrown cane syrup, you know. Nearly everybody likes that. They'll just go to a lot of trouble to try to get that, you know. If they find out anybody's going anywhere where they're making syrup, they'll try to get them to buy them some, you know, and bring them some. You know,
so that other stuff you used to call store-bought or something?
Huh?
You call that store-bought?
Oh, that's what I do. I call it store-bought syrup. It's just syrup that the pump companies puts up. I don't know how they do it, but anyway, they put it up out of all kind of stuff. Maple syrup, you know, and first one thing, then another. But this pure sugarcane syrup is what I'm talking about, you know, that we like so good and always did like, and that's what we used to make.
Well,